Anyway, let me just kind of, so this is, there's no change in Mike's responsibilities, position. There's a change in his title. We added Ray Farmer as assistant general manager. The change in Mike's title was a reflection of the need to create the assistant general manager title in order to get permission from Kansas City for Ray to be free to interview with us. So there's no change in Mike's position at all. It's purely an ad of Ray. The title change just facilitated our getting permission from Kansas City. I think most of you know we interviewed Ray for the general manager's position. I've known Ray since he played for the Eagles. I've followed his career. I've been very impressed with him. I have always had in mind as him somebody that I potentially would want to bring into an organization I was part of. And the situation presented itself. We've actually been working on this for a little while and was finally able to execute it. So that's what you're seeing this announcement reflecting. I'm happy to answer any questions you got.
Joe, what will Ray's primary responsibilities be?
So Ray will be involved in both the college and pro side of the personnel department. He will be doing everything from participating with Mike and supervising the college and pro scouts in addition to the college and pro directors we have. He will be on the road scouting college players, and he'll be an integral part of kind of all of these strategic decisions we have to make, whether they be free agency or draft picks, whatever. He adds a voice as just a, I think, top tier player evaluator in the NFL.
Hey, Joe, what did you recognize about Ray years ago that made you want to work with him down the road?
Well, I mean, just as a player, I mean, I recognize him as just a good, hardworking person. And then, you know, frankly, as I've said before, I've made a practice through the years of just asking people constantly around the league, you know, hey, who do you work with at Sharp? Who is the young up-and-coming people? And Ray's name started to get mentioned to me all the way back when he was in Atlanta. And then I started hearing his name some more in Kansas City. You know, just as a very bright, hardworking guy, again, you've heard us use this phrase before, understood the elements of putting together a team versus just picking players. And that's what got me to the point where, you know, we included him in the interviews in the general manager search, where he was just extremely impressive.
Hey, Joe, if this was in the works a while, as you say, why didn't you just name Lombardi GM at the beginning?
Well, I mean, you know, at the time, we didn't know if this would happen. And I like the structure of a vice president of player personnel a little bit better. I mean, frankly, it gave him and the department something to aspire to. And I thought that was a good thing to have. But I thought it was outweighed by the opportunity to add another top-tier person in this department.
Joe, does this hire complete your front office makeup, or is there more additions in the works here in the coming days or weeks?
No, and I think as we said all along, we weren't going to make any other deletions, or we weren't going to make any other changes in the personnel department until after the draft. You know, that review will still take place, but there's nothing else in the works in terms of adding people at this point.
Hey, Joe, in the structure of the football department.
Go ahead, in the structure of the football department.
Yes. Should this report directly to Lombardi or whom?
Rob, the coach?
Yeah.
Rob reports to me.
Okay.
Hey, Joe, can I ask you a question that I should have asked you in Indianapolis? Did you learn anything in 2011 when the Eagles went out and signed a bunch of big name players and it didn't work out so well?
Yeah, I'm not anxious to get into a free agency discussion here, but I mean, yes, you learn, you know, I know sometimes it seems like we think we're always right because sometimes it's hard to just go public because of the effect on the people you may be admitting you were wrong about. But, you know, believe me, if you're doing a good job in these jobs, you learn from every decision you make, the ones that work and the ones that don't work. So, you know, the moves we made in free agency in 2011 were significant, and it would be foolish to say I didn't learn anything from them. But I'd rather just leave it at that for now, at least.